Hi, this is Giovanni. You've heard me on the radio for years, and now I want to invite you to listen to my new podcast on the iHeartRadio app. It's called The Art of Improvement. You can download it on the iHeartRadio app. We talk about entrepreneurship, improving your life, your career, and believing in yourself. One of my favorite quotes is from gold medalist Michael Phelps. There will be obstacles, there will be doubters, there will be mistakes, but with hard work, there are no limits. It's called The Art of Improvement. Download it now by Giovanni Murata.
For life.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, great radio stations across the land, joepags.com for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there. Also, the live video stream is back up on the website. It's the Joe Pags Show, brand new phone number, 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-PAGS on a Wednesday. Oh, come on.
Well, it's hump day.
Yes, it is.
On the Joe Pags Show.
Come on, Carrie, it's hump day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
On the Joe Pags Show.
I think you do.
Hump, hump, hump.
Marky Mark, a little hump day song. We've got other hump day songs. I'm thinking that the Hour 3 song is the one that you really need today.
I think you're right. We should have opened with that one, man. And played it all three hours.
I messed it up. I really should have. But so you didn't go, but you thought about going to the dealership today?
I did. I came really close, but I did not go today.
For those who don't know, I started this. Carrie has now co-opted it. When I'm not having the best day, I always say I'm buying a truck. What does that mean? I'm going to buy a truck, go hit the open road, and drive it far away.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's Carrie, I guess, has considered going to the dealership today, and maybe we'll examine that later in the program.
Maybe
I think we should name names.
No.
I think that we should say who it is that. Listen,
no.
I've told you, I will. I will take him out. That's figuratively. I'm not,
of course,
threatening anybody.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
But yeah, so I'm here for you. So yeah, it's a hump day. Glad to have you along for the ride. It went so well Monday, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably already know this.
I do,
because you got the little Joe Pags chat message.
Yes.
Hi,
Carrie. The show is almost done.
It's coming up. Yeah. Yeah.
Why do I have to sound all
breathless and desperate?
I don't know.
Why
do I
have to sound all desperate when I send that out? Stop.
It's just funny to me. Okay.
Wait, I'll stop. Listen, I will unsubscribe your ass. I don't need you to make fun of it.
Oh, you could do that? Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. Mm. Oh, yes. I have now figured out how to do it.
Mm.
Now, if you're subscribed to me and you're a listener out there and you tell me to unsubscribe, I'm not going to. You figure it out. But Carrie, I will unsubscribe, he said. What am I saying? Ascribe? I will unsubscribe you if you give me a hard time.
Okay.
Went so well Monday. Bill O'Reilly back on the program today.
Hey. Yeah.
We're going to have him off the top of the second hour. We're going to talk about the Ohio primary. Carrie, can you give me the Ohio primary story, please?
Mm-hmm,
because this was supposed to be a Democratic win in the Republican district or something, and it didn't happen. And we also have a story about this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I guess when she says you should win the election, that doesn't carry much weight yet.
Apparently not. It didn't yesterday.
Yeah, everybody that she backed lost. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see if like one or two lost, but everybody that she backed. Have you heard what our girl Alyssa Milano was saying?
I have. I sent you that story. I guess you already saw it, but yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, no,
I thought you might enjoy that.
I was ignoring you. Mm-hmm. Alyssa Milano and I are buds, of course.
In what sense?
I thought she was great in Who's the Boss?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably should have won an Emmy or five. I thought Academy Award performances in movies like Commando. I just, what?
Where are you going? Are you being serious? I didn't know.
Of course
I know.
Have you seen her in Commando? She was like 9 years old and she was horrible.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alyssa Milano, she and I are buds. Now, you know that I know that you know that I know.
That you're not really
that
buds?
I've invited her on this program several times.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because she was so unbelievably involved in that Georgia 06 race. Remember the guy,
that?
Sam, who was the doofus guy who was the actor? We were in Georgia at some conference, and we saw the commercials for this guy.
Oh,
we thought it was a joke.
I can't remember his name.
I forget the guy's name.
Oh.
Yeah, it was. Do you remember his name, Carrie? Remember they were releasing videos of him jumping around pretending he was in Star Wars?
Let me see.
Ossoff. I think his name was John Ossoff, right?
That sounds so familiar.
Yeah, I think it was Ossoff. And he also tried to like speak like Barack Obama when he held news conferences and stuff. We just started in a country. Just the beginning. Well, we did. And the guy lost. But people like Alyssa Milano were backing the guy. So she was attacking Ted Cruz, who is fighting back on Twitter. I'll just give you a little backstory here. So I jumped in because it's who I am.
Oh, yes.
You know, Ted, I like Ted Cruz or Buds. So I jumped in and sort of took his side. So why don't you come on the program and explain why you're even involved in this? Do you live there? Well, I filmed a movie there. Okay. Do you live there? Why are you involved? Why is there outside money? There was so much outside Democrat money going into Georgia 06, and it made no sense. It's an historically Republican district, and the guy lost. I mean, he did way better than he should have, but he lost.
You're right. It was John Ossoff.
And afterwards, he said, our country, better place. Because we did it. Mm. And I'm like, what did you do? You lost horribly. So I said, yeah, but you don't live there. And this is a guy who represents the people who live there. Well, I'm moving there in October when I start my new project. Okay. It's what she actually said. She said it to me on the Twitters. Well, October came and went, and I've been tweeting her ever since. Did you move there yet? Are you living there yet? Are you living in Georgia 06? Can you tell me? Have you moved into the district?
Hasn't blocked you yet.
She hasn't blocked me. Others, I have found out more left-wing liberal snowflakes have blocked me. I mean, I've never even had a word to say to them, and they blocked me. You know, remember Rosie was lighting me up, Rosie O'Donnell? She blocks me. Everybody blocks me.
Mm-hmm.
But Alyssa Milano, as far as I know, doesn't live there yet. Mm. And I don't think she's ever going to. Yet she's at all these anti-gun rallies. She's at all the... What she had to say about last night's election in Ohio is just stupid. Now, is what she said part of the story that you have?
It is not. It was in a separate story that I sent you.
Yeah, let's do it separately. Okay. Let's do it separately. So give me the results. And again, Ohio, this district race doesn't really affect anybody but those in the district. But this could be some sort of a sign as to what's going to happen in November. Because the left is convinced there'll be a blue wave, at least in the House. If not the House and the Senate. So this could be a sign. Did the Democrat win? Got overwhelming support from people like Alyssa Milano, because God knows, if you were in commando, you can help someone get elected. And by the way, she failed in Georgia 06 and now Ohio, whatever it is. But this isn't over yet. The guy who won last night is now going to have to run against the same guy in November.
Yes.
And Bill O'Reilly's actually going to explain that at the top of the next hour. But give us the story out of Ohio where this district was supposed to go to the Democrat.
From CBS, Tuesday ended without a clear winner in the final special election before Election Day in Ohio, where provisional and absentee ballots may determine the race's outcome. The race for Kansas governor also remains too close to call for other states. Meanwhile, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington held primary elections. In Ohio, the race remained extremely close in the special election to replace Representative Pat Tiberi in Ohio's 12th district. With 99% of precincts reporting, Balderson has 50.1% of the vote to O'Connor's 49.3%. The result may rely on provisional and absentee ballots. And the contest between Trump ally and Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach and incumbent Governor Jeff Collier is even tighter. Kobach has a margin of under 200 votes as of Wednesday morning. Mr. Trump on Wednesday morning took credit for Republican victories overnight, claiming the media is muting those victories. Quote, the Republicans have now won 8 out of 9 House seats. Yet if you listen to the fake news media, you would think we are being clobbered, the president tweeted. Why can't they play it straight? So unfair to the Republican Party and in particular, your favorite president. The president again predicted a red wave in November.
So I've been saying red tide, but that sounds like you got sick eating something.
Well, that
so
is maybe like at the red beach, wave. When you get that algae, it's not too
right.
Tide. Red wave.
So you're saying red wave is what it's going to be.
Wave, yes.
So you got the blue wave, which everybody's assuming, and so far it's not. It's like a blue drop dripping from a faucet. So that's not going to happen probably, but you've got to stay engaged. You've got to go and vote. You've got to make your voice heard. And you got to push back against people who just don't seem to have any clue, like this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, like Alyssa Milano. And by the way, you know, before she got all involved in politics, I didn't have a negative word to say about Alyssa Milano. She has not been in like earth-shattering roles. I mean, she's certainly a successful actress. She's a great-looking human being, but man, there's something wrong there, and she keeps on jumping into the fray now. Carrie, tell it to me. You won't answer me, but I'm asking anyway. I don't care. I'll ask you anyway. Mm-hmm. This is who I am, Carrie.
I know.
And on a day where you almost went and bought a truck, you might actually answer.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But let me throw this out there. If you were running for office, and I want to hear from the people too, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. If you were running for office, would you ask Alyssa Milano to not campaign for you?
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
No, I don't think I would. I want everybody's support.
Listen, I loved you that who's the boss. Can you stay your ass at home, please? Because you're not helping. Listen, I'm going to publicly say it now. 5 or 6 million people listening, depending on what day and what count you check. I'm going to publicly say it. Alyssa Milano, please keep campaigning for Democrats. Please. I beg you. Don't make me do my Arnold impersonation. I actually don't
please
do
please don't. I was going
to
say.
I probably should. I should be able to, but I really don't. I'll be back.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, that's pretty good. Barack Obama doing Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yes, please go.
I'll be back.
That's awful.
Come on. So pretty
bad.
Good.
It's so bad. No.
Cinco de Cuatro. I'm telling you. Now, I should probably work on an Arnold, because Arnold is making noise lately, too. He hates Trump now.
I know.
But that's really all about ratings, how horribly his ratings went when he was the boss on The Apprentice. So I'm just wondering, if you're running for office and you're a Democrat, are you going to keep asking Alyssa Milano to show up? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. When we come back, Carrie will have a companion story to the first story out of Ohio, where Alyssa Milano has figured out why the votes went the way they went last night, right? Carrie, you got that, right?
I do have that, yes.
Okay, so Barack Obama doing Arnold.
Oh, no.
Playing the father of Alyssa Milano in Commando.
Okay, go.
Run. There you go. He yelled at her to run or hide or duck or something. I forget.
Come on,
I nailed it.
I was expecting a little more than that.
That's all you get. And you're welcome. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
All right, great to have you. Welcome. It is the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. Glad to have you along for the ride. Thanks for stopping by. So we already found out that this seat that was supposed to go blue in Ohio stayed red, at least for now. We'll find out more about that next hour with Bill O'Reilly. I guess 8 out of the 9 seats that were supposed to go blue have stayed red. It's not the blue wave that these idiots are talking about. In fact, it's something very different. And if you're somebody who is a Democrat in the House and you think that your seat is just safe, you probably should be scared right now, because America's waking up. And America is actually heeding the warning that if you go blue, you're going to lose your tax cut. You're going to lose your bonus. You're going to lose that new job. You're going to lose manufacturing here. You're going to lose an economy that's booming. You're going to lose some very, very good things. No matter what Jim Acosta wants you to believe about this president, it doesn't matter. You have to actually see what his policies, his agenda, what they've done for you, for this country, and for putting America first. Listen, there's never been anything wrong with putting America first. For some reason, people think that there's something wrong with that. When every other country on earth puts themselves first, you put America first and you're in trouble. So it's very interesting to me. So now, Carrie, if you don't mind, give us that companion story. Mm-hmm. Our girl, can I call her my buddy? I think I could probably call her my buddy.
No, I don't think you can. No.
By the way, I saw during the break there was some activity from you on Twitter. I went right to it to find out what it was.
What do you think it was?
It was you kissing somebody's rear end for telling
nice
you how great
compliment.
You are.
I'll take it. I will.
I love you on the Joe Pag
like
Show.
It.
And I'm like, what,
and I'll
what is the namesake?
It.
You know, what am I, chopped liver? The namesake of the show?
I'm sure they like you, too. They just didn't say it on Twitter.
Not really.
You know.
So my response was just, wow.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's all I had. I'm so sick of I'm going to buy a truck. And everybody tells you how great you are for 3 hours.
One person.
I get your game now. I completely get your game.
Yes,
no, I'm down. I get it.
That's why I said that, yes.
All right, if you don't mind, give us the, from the, I think should be, I'm just going to call her award-winning star of Commando. If you could, give us the updated story, the companion story involving my girl, Alyssa Milano. Mm-hmm.
From the Washington Examiner, actress and activist Alyssa Milano suggested that third-party votes in the Ohio special congressional election Tuesday evening could be the result of Russian meddling. In a close race, GOP candidate.
I'm sorry, what? No, can you say that line again? Yes. I missed it. I think I missed it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Alyssa Milano suggesting that third-party votes in the Ohio special congressional election could be the result of Russian meddling. In a close race, GOP candidate Troy Balderson led Democrat Danny O'Connor in a special election for Ohio's 12th congressional district on Tuesday evening. Balderson obtained 1,754 more votes than O'Connor, and there are still 3,435 provisional ballots must still be counted, according to the New York Times. There are also more than 5,000 absentee ballots that were mailed to voters but not returned as of Election Day. Green Party candidate Joe Manchin secured approximately 1,127 votes, per the New York Times. Quote, you know what sucks? Because of our unwillingness to pass policy that protects our election integrity, I immediately think the Green Party votes tonight are Russian meddling, Milano tweeted Tuesday evening. Why else would anyone cast a protest vote in Ohio when there's so much at stake?
Come on, man. You're making that
Russian
up.
That is fake news.
That is hashtag Carrie Lockie
fake
news.
Your girl said that. It was Russian meddling.
No.
Yes.
I mean, can you get a better cast? Arnold Schwarzenegger, Alyssa Milano,
she's cute.
Ray Don Chong, come on, dude.
That movie
was so quintessentially 80s.
It was, wasn't it?
And then, he goes from one second he's like the father of the year, then the next second he's ripping his shirt off and he's carrying around a gigantic machine gun. Come on.
A lot of people like that movie. You're such buzz.
Barack Obama reading a line.
Oh no.
Given by Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando. I eat green berets for breakfast. You're welcome.
Wow.
I eat green berets for breakfast. It was a line that Arnold Schwarzenegger delivered. I promise you that line was in that movie. Oh, yeah. Because the guy's like, I'm a green beret. You're about to die.
Green berets for breakfast.
Kind of hungry? Green beret? So, you got Alyssa Milano. We've got some time. If you don't mind, Carrie, would you... Because I do think we've got a few minutes here. Just give us the proof that she offered that Russia meddled in the election last night in Ohio. Go ahead.
I wish I could. She gave no proof of that.
Oh, come on. You can't just say something like that. I'm sure she gave some proof.
No, not in that tweet last night. Mm-mm.
Barack Obama doing an Alyssa Milano line from the TV hit Who's the Boss? Tony, when's dinner?
She never called her dad Tony. I don't think so. No,
but she didn't call him dad. Wasn't his name Tony on there?
Well, it was, but that was
his name
dad.
Was Tony
was
on almost
dad.
Every single show he was on.
Did
he forget that? Would he have forgotten?
He looked like a Tony. He was a Tony.
Well, he does look like a Tony, but they couldn't call him,
I guess not.
Giovanni or something? I mean,
no.
Would he forget his name?
It was always Tony.
That's the trivia question of the day. Has Tony Danza ever played a role where his name wasn't Tony? I think it's a valid question, isn't it?
That. Yeah. I know I didn't tell
it. It is 888. The blue wave, is it dead? Is it dying? Do we have to stay engaged? Is it something? Are you stunned at what happened last night? 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-PAGS. JOEPAGS.com, JoePags.com for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Joe Pags Show coming right back. You stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Date on the Michael Berry Show.
JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. The live video stream is there as well. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. The blue wave that was predicted is not happening. I mean, I'm not here to say it can't and it won't, but I'm here to tell you that it's not happening. It's more of a red happening, I was going to say tide again, but it just sounds like you're ill or something. A red wave, a red deluge, maybe a red deluge. We can say deluge, can't we?
Why can't you just say wave?
Because I don't want to be just like everybody else, okay?
Just say
all right,
wave.
How about that?
Make it easy.
Why don't you call yourself Susie instead of Carrie? Huh?
No, that's not my name. No, it's a red wave.
Well, that red wave isn't the name. It's a red deluge.
No.
It's a red downpour.
No. It's a wave.
Listen, don't make me open the phone lines to ask people what we should call it, because I don't like red wave. That's boring.
Red downpour, yeah.
What do we just steal it from
that'll
the other
catch
side?
On real
the
quick.
Blue wave. Oh, that's a red wave. No, that's a blue wave. It's a red wave.
Wrong with that. Red, blue.
Stupid.
It's a wave.
If you mix the waves, is it a purple wave?
Probably so. Yes.
I think it is. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Let me go to the phone line. Your thoughts on what happened last night in Ohio. Your thoughts about the potential blue wave and or lack thereof. Your thoughts about Alyssa Milano has figured it out. He said figured it out. It turns out, who knew? The Russians got involved somehow in the Ohio election. What do you think about all that, in Texas? It's David. Hi.
Hey, Joe. How's it going, buddy?
Living the dream, man. Talk to me, David.
Hey. Red wave is not a good word, man, because it tears up our coast, kills the shrimp, and I love shrimp.
Thank you. Tell Carrie. It's exactly what I was saying. Tell her to stop it, because it's wrong what she's doing.
And, well, Carrie's doing a fantastic job.
Wow.
Information from this Elisa lady.
Wow.
But I'll tell you what, Maxine Waters is the flagship of the Democratic Party, and I think that's what we need to focus on.
Well, how is she the flagship? I'm not sure I understand. I mean, I don't think you're getting her out. She's like 80 years old, and she's had that seat forever. But what do you mean she's the flagship?
She represents what the Democratic Party is today.
Well, I agree with that, yeah.
Back in the 90s when I went to college, man, we were able to visit, you know, Democrat, Republican, sitting at a table at IHOP, and we could visit. And we can agree to disagree, and at the end of the night, we were all friends. You know,
okay.
And it's gotten so divisional. I don't like it.
I agree with you. I don't think people should walk around hating each other because they have different ideas and opinions. But that's exactly what the left wants. And then the left wants to blame the right as if those of us over here did it, which is very strange to me.
Right. Exactly. And I agree with that.
All right, brother. I appreciate you. Hold on. Have you heard that?
There.
I think Carrie's doing a great job.
Rude.
I think Carrie's doing a great job.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, Carrie, of course, is doing a great job. Whatever, David.
That was nice.
This is Kiss Up to Carrie Day or something. It's very strange.
Nothing wrong with that.
Call of the week. That was actually, Sam, log his phone number.
You can't block that very nice gentleman.
What do you mean? I can block him if I want.
You cannot.
I can?
No, just because he gave me a compliment. No.
What?
Don't do it.
I believe I can. I just checked. I just checked my bylaws. I'm allowed to.
It's nice.
Going to be John in San Antonio. John, what's going on? Hi. Come on, John. Talk to me. Yeah, John got another call. He didn't think he was going to go. I think he just said hello and I hung up.
Way to go.
John, if you don't listen, what happens when you snooze, Carrie? I forget.
That's it. You get hung up on, apparently.
You lose. You snooze, you lose. Let me go to Randy. Hi, Randy.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, brother?
Living the dream, man. Talk to me.
There you go. Okay, hey, man, listen, I'll just keep it real short. As far as the blue wave, man, I don't think there is a blue wave. I don't think there ever was a blue wave. I think what we saw and what we're seeing here is the media not reporting what's happening, but just like they did in 2016, they're reporting what they want to happen. They're trying to convince people there's going to be a blue wave so they'll get on board and vote Democrat. But it's the same thing we saw in 2016 where they're telling everybody, hey, man, Hillary Clinton's got this. It's a landslide.
Yeah.
And then the people showed up to the polls and voted, and they let their voice be heard, and I think you're seeing the same thing again. So, yeah, that's my take on it.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Here's the problem, though. I mean, I think that you hit on some very important points, and you're right for the primary season. But if those on the right and those who are red or those who are conservative sit in their hands in November and think to themselves, there wasn't ever going to be a blue wave anyway, there's going to be a blue wave. I mean, I remember 2006 vividly when all of a sudden the House and Senate went from Republican to Democrat in one election, and we went, what the hell happened? Because a lot of people didn't vote. So I think people have to stay motivated, right?
Absolutely. And the one other thing I would put to that, or I would add to that, not only do they have to stay motivated, but these guys that are getting elected, these Republicans that are getting elected and reelected, they've got to understand why they're getting elected and reelected. Yeah, a lot of it is because of Trump's policies. They're popular. They're resonating with mainstream America, and they want to see these policies go through. So these guys need to get in there, stop opposing the president, get in line, support him, and help him get his agenda accomplished.
I'm with you. Listen, I hear you, and I appreciate that. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. That really is a concern. There's a concern because what happened to the blue movement in 2016 that fizzled out, a lot of people, there are a lot of millennials, if you talk to them, did not go and vote. They just didn't. They didn't go and vote. Sam is saying red tsunami. That also sounds like an illness.
Sounds like something.
I think it kind of does.
Gastrointestinal.
No? Have you got one better than red wave? Because that did not go over well.
I like red wave is fine.
I did a poll.
The wave.
It turns out 97%
like red what? Red wave. Yes. Well, sorry.
What did you say? What?
Nothing.
Is anybody else in the newsroom tonight? Because I'm telling you, you're having a problem talking. What's going on?
Sorry.
No buying a truck.
I get it better. I get it better.
The guy who called in and complimented you now kind of feels dumb. I'm just going to put it out there.
I'm sure he does.
It is 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-PAGS. Going to be Mike in Minnesota. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, my man? I just wanted to say we should do Red Rally, you know, like rally caps in baseball, or Red Roundup, you know, rounding everybody up, something like that.
No, I don't like either one, Mike. No, I think I appreciate you calling. I hate them both.
Red Rally isn't bad.
No, all right, Mike. Red Rally is not horrible. It's not horrible, Red Rally. What was the other one? Roundup.
But no, the other side would think you're rounding up immigrants. Yeah, that's not good.
Definitely can't say Roundup. Mm-mm. Oh, forget it. You'd be in all sorts of trouble.
No.
You see this story? There was some illegal alien fell off the bridge or something? Did you see this story?
I did not. Where did that happen?
Fell 30 feet off the bridge because trying to come to America illegally or something?
Ooh. Well, that's
listen,
horrible.
For your own safety, stop trying. Stop it.
Horrible.
Stop trying to come here illegally. Come here legally. We love you.
Love, girl, legal, immigration.
What's wrong with that?
Let's do it legally.
I just want to invite them to come here legally. That's all.
That'd be nice.
I'm just saying. All right, let me go back to the phone lines. Red wave, don't like it. Red tide, not necessarily.
Well,
the red tide,
you can't have red tide. That's that toxic algae stuff. That is killing the coastline.
The guy called in said the red wave was. The guy called in said that it was a red wave.
It's
all right, so
tide.
You're right and he's wrong, is what you're saying. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He lives there, but you know better.
I'm pretty sure it's the red tide.
What?
Oh, man. Wow.
Let me go back to the phone lines and say, by the way, Bill O'Reilly at about 6 minutes after the next hour. So make sure you stick around for that. And then Debbie and Dinesh D'Souza at the bottom of next hour. Do you know I have Debbie on?
Why is that?
I've had her on before. You know why I have her on?
Why?
She sings in the song again, in the movie again, a song. And you see her actually sing the song, which is great. And she's from Venezuela, which is a socialist country that is falling apart. And the people are eating their animals, their pets, for food. And she's got comments on that as you hear people like this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez say ridiculous things about how great, you know, the freaking socialism is supposed to be. It's a horrible, horrible thing. So we talked to her about that. And of course, Dinesh about his new movie, Death of a Nation. All right. Have you seen it yet?
I have not. Have you?
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Okay. Cool.
You think I'm going to go to the theater?
No, you probably got that DVD, didn't you?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
You did. I know
you did. He doesn't give me a way to watch these movies so that I can do it in the privacy of my own home.
I think he does. It's quite nice of him. You could send the rest of your team one.
You know, I offered that up, and he said he didn't really like your attitude. What am I going to say?
Dinesh,
you're wrong. Her attitude is great.
Yeah,
he's like, I don't like that Carrie with the attitude. So I was like, hey, Dinesh, can I interview you guys with Carrie?
Why are you lying? Why are you lying to the people?
888-941-PAGS. 888-941-PAGS. Quick break. We'll come back. People now have suggestions about what to call this red movement or whatever it is. And again, the red movement actually sounds bad, too. I think the word movement
do
should
that.
Be in there.
No.
Let's not do
red
movement.
Wave. Keep it. It's the wave.
No.
Yes.
Ew.
It is the wave.
No, I don't like it. No.
It's here to stay.
It's not. You
it
can't.
Is.
You're the decider. How are you the decider?
I am, because everybody else has decided. It's the blue wave. It's the red wave. You're not going to start anything else.
No, you're stealing half of it from the opposing side. I think that's lame. I think you should be better than that. It is 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
I listen to radio for info in the morning.
Most in the morning.
Every morning for weather.
Kickstart your day.
I turn on even before I get up out of bed.
With the news and info you can use. News Radio 1200 WOAR.
All right, great to have you. The Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-PAGS. That is Carrie Lockie. Carrie, you good?
Just
we're making it happen, taking the calls. I got the red this and that. Somebody said Red Revolution. That's not bad.
Okay.
Red Revolution, that's not bad. Top of the hour, it's going to be Bill O'Reilly. Now, those of you who think this is the interview for Monday, it's not. This is a new interview that I did a little while ago, and the audio is better, which I like. And we talk specifically about the Ohio primary from last night. He's got a very different take on impeachment, on why the media would want impeachment. And I honestly have not heard this take before, so I appreciate him taking the time giving me that. He's got very direct comments on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which, again, Very interesting. I did not expect him to go there. So make sure you stick around. Bottom of next hour, it'll be movie maker and book writer, author, Dinesh D'Souza, and his great wife, Debbie D'Souza, on Death of a Nation and Venezuela and other stuff. So make sure you stick around. A big, big program. I mean, next hour, you could, like, just take a nap, Carrie. I'm just going to put it out there.
Well, I usually do, you know, midpoint of
that's true. Show, that's true. Usually do all 3 hours. So that will be anything. So don't change anything next hour. Just do what you normally
kind
do.
Kind of in the middle, sort of.
We actually, we have video tape, or audio, not video. We have audio tape of you snoring from last Thursday.
I don't think so. You do not. I do not snore.
All right, let me play it. Hold on. So let me click this and press snore. Press that.
I'm Carrie.
Yeah, that's not me. Dude, it's awful.
What do you mean? That was pretty good.
So bad. No, it was terrible.
Okay, Barack Obama doing Carrie Lockie doing the news. the news. Back after this. There you go. Nailed it. Exactly. Back after this. That's exactly what I think you
I never
would
say back after this.
You always say that. You say
I
it
never
nonstop.
Say back after this. No, I don't.
I'm Carrie Lockie.
Don't you listen?
It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. Hey, listen, you take an atom of nitrogen, you put it together with oxygen, you've got nitric oxide. It is a very important molecule that you probably started hearing about when I started talking to you about it right here on the Joe Pags Show. It's a miracle molecule. Your body needs it to fuel your cardiovascular health, keeps you vibrant, keeps you in the energy, keeps you driven. We get older, we start getting fatigued and tired. I get it. Well, Super Beets by Human has harnessed the power of the nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. One teaspoon of Super Beets daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure levels, giving you natural energy without the need for a quick caffeine kick or sugar high. We're talking about real, healthy, natural energy. Call 800-516-8389 or joelovesbeets.com. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply and free shipping with your first purchase. Feel the 1 plus 1 equals boom effect of Super Beets, 800-516-8389, or go to joelovesbeets.com. Let me go to the phone lines in the time we have remaining in this hour. By the way, I think I nailed the impersonation.
You didn't. No, not at all.
Pretty sure I did.
Mm-mm.
Pretty sure I did.
No, you didn't.
By the way, Omarosa is trending again.
I know. You know why, right?
The question is, does the president need to do a better job of realizing that anybody at any time could be taping him?
Hmm.
Or is this just another person from his group, from his entourage, that is disloyal and trying to make a buck off of their relationship with him? We'll get in depth on that coming up. Let me, in the meantime, go to the phone lines and say hello and welcome to, let's go to line 5, and it's going to be Carrie. Hi, Carrie, what's going on?
Oh, hey, just another day in paradise there, Papa Joe. How about you?
I'm living the dream, man. Let's go. What's happening?
Okay, you were talking about the name for the upcoming elections. I don't know if I heard this yet. I call it a red tide from September to November. The mercury levels are so high in the oceans, you can't eat the shellfish.
Yeah, but see, that's bad. You can't call it red tide. That's a negative thing.
No, well, no, but the red tide is natural. From September to November.
The fact that it happens in that time frame, it makes sense politically. But again, red tide, it's a bad thing. It sounds like it's going to make you sick if you do it.
If you eat the shellfish.
So you're saying vote, but don't eat the shellfish.
That's right. That's pretty much it.
All right, Carrie, nailed it. You know, I knew the call was going to be a problem.
No,
when I heard his name.
I know you're going to say
that. When I heard
that.
His name. I'm just going to put it out there. I love him like a brother, but man. Let me go to Aaron in Minnesota. Hi, Aaron. What's going on?
Hi, Joe.
Hey.
So I started listening to conservative radio in January of 2017,
okay.
So shortly after the election.
Sure.
Man, have my eyes been opened. I wanted to make a comment on what you had said about, you know, do we let up? Do we keep going? This is psychological warfare. And we can take a minute, we can, look at our victories and revel in those. But if we let up for even a short time, we're going to be right back into the situation we were prior.
Well, I agree with you. Let me just ask you this. I mean, you sound like you must be a conservative guy that leans right. What took you so long to start listening to conservative talk radio?
I don't know if it was ignorance or didn't really know any different. My parents never really looked into politics. They never really shared their political views. It was more just kind of a always vote Republican and that's it. It wasn't until I got a little older and started listening to some of the radio out there where it just didn't sound right.
Yeah.
And then somebody at work had mentioned a radio station, and I started listening, and it changed things pretty significantly.
Well, I'm glad that happened, Aaron. Listen, I am all for somebody being educated. I mean, if you're somebody who believes that you're on the left, and you're a liberal, or you're a Democrat, and you lean left, whatever, if you believe that, if you're educated and you did the research necessary and you still feel like you're in line with that, I'm cool. I just don't like when people aren't educated. I'm glad that you educated yourself and you found out that you're on the right and you're somebody who's a conservative. I think that's great. All right, going to do a quick break here. When we come back, it's going to be Bill O'Reilly, his own self, on last night's election and much more. We've got Dinesh and Debbie D'Souza at the bottom of the hour. Joe Pags Show is coming right back. You stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Better. Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all of that and more right there. Also, Newsmax TV, it's the Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Wednesday. Oh, that's my jam. Oh, yeah. Little hump to bump, is that what it's called, Carrie? Hump to bump?
I believe so. It's a good jam.
It is. A little chair dancing for you. I appreciate you. Give you the cabbage patch.
Mm-mm.
Running man?
You're dating yourself.
It's what I did. What do you mean I dated myself?
Mm-mm.
It's who I am. I'm a child of the... I was just a child in the 80s. So why do you laugh when I say a child of the 80s?
You know what is
that? Why would you laugh at that?
30s. We all know it.
I don't know
child
what that means.
The 80s. I was child.
I was not
80s.
My 30s.
Late
in
80s.
The 80s. That's not true.
Late,
it's
late
Carrie Lockie. It is the Joe Pags Show. We're glad to have you here. Big election last night. The special election in Ohio did not turn out the way the left and the blue wave thought it would. We thought we would get back together with Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com, of course. Yes, we talked to him Monday, but this is a new interview specifically about that, about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We talk about the fake news media and much more. It went so well Monday that we had him back on today. Bill, I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much.
Good, Joe. Nice to speak with you again.
Make sure you stop by Bill's website. It's BillO'Reilly.com. BillO'Reilly.com for his No Spin News program. It is a hit. Everybody who's gone and checked it out has loved it. Also, check out the premium membership there. Interesting happenings in Ohio last night. I guess this is sort of the way of politics in our country, Bill, and I want you to give me your take on this if you don't mind. But if the Democrats only lose by a little bit, they won somehow. And if the Republican wins, they still lost. Did I get it right?
Yeah, the media spins it that way. And then President Trump spins it that the Republican candidate was so far behind. Then he went there to campaign for him and suddenly he rocketed. The truth is that Americans basically are watching right now. They're not reacting. This is very important. Yeah. So you have a special election in Ohio 12, the 12th district. Not that many people turned out. About 200,000. Not many. And the Republican won, but now he has to run again in November because he's replacing another Republican who resigned to become a business person. And he's running against the same guy, O'Connor. So the race will be in November, and then we'll see. And I fully expect the Republicans to win in this district if the economy stays where it is right now. But what the press doesn't care about, because what they want to do is root for anything bad to happen to Donald Trump. So if Democrats get elected, that's bad for Trump, and hopefully he'll be impeached in the House if the Republicans lose the House. That's what the press wants. You can imagine all the money that will be earned by cable news and the network news if Donald Trump is impeached. Buckets of money, all right, tens of millions of dollars. So just on an economics, they're rooting for Trump to get impeached. Now, the president knows that he has got to keep the House of Representatives. The Senate looks like it'll stay Republican. I think Claire McCaskill out in Missouri is going to lose. A Republican will take that seat. But he knows he has to keep the House. And that's going to be razor thin. But nobody, Joe, can predict what's going to happen in August. No one. So final point, if you're sitting there on your butt listening to people predict races on cable television, you're a moron. They don't know anything. Go out and talk to a four-year-old in the neighborhood. That kid will know more than these people do. There you go.
Yeah, but you know, but it's interesting. Nobody else has ever said that. It's Bill O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com, of course, that that the media has a vested interest in impeachment hearings. Even if they don't want him to be impeached, they want him to be because of the buckets of money. I never even thought about that before. I think that that's prescient. I think you're absolutely right about that.
All of the calculations on cable news in particular are made about money. So MSNBC, yeah. It's a liberal network, okay? And NBC News runs it. But does NBC News like MSNBC? No, not particularly. They're embarrassed by it. Does it make money? Some money, some, but not Fox News money, okay? But if there's impeachment, they'll triple their billings. So NBC is just sitting there going, hey, that's what we're in business to do. Not report the news, not tell the truth, not even to seek the truth. We're in business to make money, so we'll put these people here and hopefully it'll happen.
You get the no-spin news from BillO'Reilly.com. Make sure you stop by there. This Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been saying the most outlandish things. Things like, we're going to turn this seat red, which makes no sense. That's not what she's trying to do. That if you have two jobs, you somehow made the unemployment rate lower, which, of course, isn't how it works. So every candidate that she backed, and everybody thought she was the new up-and-coming star, lost yesterday. Does the Democrat Party, Bill, now run away from her? Do they keep on trying to hang their, or you know, hitch their wagon to this woman because she's young and cute?
You know, I got to tell you, Joe, I just think she's great. I just think this woman is great. I do. I think a 28-year-old woman, okay, who decides to run against a fat cat congressman who couldn't care less about his district, all right, the Irish guy who lost to her, who goes out and works her butt off and wins the primary. And now she thinks that she's Winston Churchill. Okay?
She does.
Let's go. Here we go. We're going to take everything back. Now, I like her. I like the work ethic. I like the ambition. But the truth is, and I don't say this with any arrogance at all, that she doesn't know anything. She doesn't know anything. Now, that puts her on a par with most politicians in Washington. None of them know anything. All right? She's 28. She's got a chance. If she wants to come over to my house, I'll give her a tutorial. And I'll teach her a little history and a little economics and a little political science. But does she know anything? No, she doesn't know anything. She was elected because the people in the district go, the Irish guy doesn't care about us. She's working her butt off. We're going to vote for her. And if she can get us some free stuff, we'll be happy. That's it.
That's exactly what it's turning out to be, because it's certainly not because of her economics degree that she has from Boston College or something. I don't know how she got it, because she doesn't seem to understand anything about it. But is it Boston U? Is that what it was?
I think it was Boston U, but I could be wrong. But I felt, because I went to Boston U, and I thought that she was one of my fellow terriers. But I'm not 100% sure.
I think you're probably right. I mean, but you seem to have learned something there, Bill. I'm not so sure that she did.
No,
Bill O'Reilly.
I didn't learn
anything. BillO'Reilly.com.
I learned in the school of hard knocks, Joe. That's where I learned.
I got you, brother. Hey, but before we run out of time, I got to ask you, allegedly, and this poll has to be bunk, it has to be absolute BS, but allegedly 43% of Republicans would be okay with President Trump shutting down the media. A, can you possibly believe that poll? And B, nobody wants it. People like you and me, we don't want anybody shutting the media down, do we?
No, and the poll is, you know, one of these, again, get attention polls. There are Americans who don't want to hear opinions other than their own.
Yeah.
The number at about 35%, maybe 40% at this point. There are. I mean, and they're both sides.
It's a lot.
Conservatives and liberals. They don't want to hear anything but what we believe. And if you say something we don't like, we don't like you. So that's a growing part of the country. And that's based upon intolerance, bitterness, that kind of thing. But any sane person in this country knows that we can't have a dictator in the White House shutting down press organizations he or she doesn't like. I mean, that's insane. So I don't believe the poll, but I do believe there are people who don't want to hear opposite opinions.
Well, I've got to say this. The president doesn't appear to be shutting anybody down. He just appears to have an opinion. Why is it that the left doesn't think he can have an opinion on the people that are casting opinion on him every day? That's weird.
Well, it's the way he frames his opinion that the people, the press is a danger to the people. I said on BillO'Reilly.com yesterday that the press is my enemy. They're certainly my enemy. For more than 20 years on the Fox News Channel, I was attacked every single day. And what was I attacked for? Doing the best cable news program in America, being honest on the air, which I was. We don't have to retract any stories. We had to retract one in 20 years, and that was based on a mistake made on an internet thing. But every day I was attacked by the media. The left-wing media didn't want me, because I was successful, saying anything. So those people are my enemy. They're my enemy, and they're harming Americans. So when Trump said that, I knew exactly where he was coming from. Exactly. Yeah. Because they do it to him. They want him out. They don't want him to modify his policies or improve or anything like that. They want him gone. And they want an egon. And so they're the enemy.
And the best way that you do it is you generalize that Bill O'Reilly is all of these things at once, or Donald Trump is all of these things, or said all of these things, and none of that was true. Bill, I know that you're pressed for time. I appreciate you taking the time again. You can get all the great insight Bill has to offer by checking out his No Spin News program. I'm addicted to it now, over at BillO'Reilly.com. While you're there, make sure you check out the BillO'Reilly.com premium membership. It's a great deal, and we're always very happy to have Bill's talking points air right here on Newsmax TV several times a week. Bill, thanks a million. Appreciate you.
All right, Joe. Always good talking to you. Thank you.
Back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Setting a reminder before you forget.
Alexa, wake me up with 1200 WOAI on iHeartRadio.
Is as easy as that.
All right, great to have you. Welcome. It is the Joe Pag Show. Really glad to have Bill O'Reilly back on today. Great insight. Gary, had you heard anybody else say that the media has a vested interest, like money interest, in impeachment?
That is the first time I've ever heard that.
I mean, I think he's right. I think it would be huge bucks to in advertising to the media. Huge ratings, as people would be watching it every second of every day. They kind of need this financially. I mean, he made a point that I had not thought about before, and I like thinking about just about every angle, but very good point. Glad to have Bill O'Reilly back on the program today. Keep in mind, at the bottom of the hour, it's going to be Dinesh and Debbie D'Souza. Dinesh, of course, his latest movie is Death of a Nation. Also, the latest companion book is Death of a Nation. His wife, Debbie, is an incredible singer, and she sings in this movie like she did in Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. So we'll have them at the bottom of the hour. Make sure you stick around for that. Gary, in the meantime, Omarosa at it again. And again, I want to say this again as publicly as I can. The president and then, you know, businessman needs to always be cognizant that somebody could be rolling tape or video or audio or whatever and recording what he's saying. And now, I guess there's an allegation that she did just that. What do you have?
From the Daily Beast, Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former personal attorney and fixer, isn't the only one with secretly recorded audio of the president. Multiple sources with direct knowledge of the situation tell the Daily Beast Omarosa Manigault Newman, the infamous former Apprentice star who followed Trump to the White House, secretly recorded conversations with the president, conversations she has since leveraged while shopping her forthcoming tell-all book, bluntly titled Unhinged. For months, it's been rumored Manigault had clandestinely recorded on her smartphone tapes of unspecified private discussions she had in the West Wing. Audio actually doesn't exist in even stars Manigault's former boss. One person confirmed the Daily Beast that it had heard at least one of her recordings featuring President Trump. Multiple sources familiar with the so-called Omarosa tapes describe the recorded conversations between Trump and Manigault as anodyne, everyday chatter, but said they did appear to feature Trump's voice either over the phone or in person. And the mere existence of such recordings represents a dramatic betrayal of trust by one-time Trump confidant who has since abandoned years of professed loyalty to the president and has apparently decided to profit off her years of closeness to Trump. And President Trump particularly loathed the idea of being recorded without his knowledge and felt especially irked and betrayed when news broke that Cohen had done so, as the Daily Beast reported late last month. Manigault did not respond to a request for comment on the story. A spokesperson for Simon & Schuster, Manigault's publisher, would not confirm or deny the existence of those recordings without commenting on the specific contents of Unhinged. The spokesperson said, "We are confident Omarosa Manigault Newman can substantiate her highly anticipated account of life inside the Trump White House."
I mean, I'm missing the point with this woman. And I talked about this last week. I watched The Apprentice. I watched it because I thought it was a cool show. And on that show, when she first was presented, I was like, okay, cool. Sounds good. Kind of pulling for her. And then she just started lying her ass off. She lied so bad on that show that what I did, was no longer pull for her. What I did was, I said, I want her to lose, and I want her to lose badly. I don't want this person to benefit from lying so horribly. And I always wondered, Carrie, when I was watching the show, I always wondered to myself, the producers clearly see that she's lying. The other competitors don't know that she's lying. They're going to find out once they air the show. Why not sort of, I don't know, why not make a rule that you can't lie like that? Or I guess if you win The Apprentice and you lie while winning it, it's okay. I don't know.
I know, but she made a good villain, didn't she? Made people
she made for
watch.
Great TV. We couldn't wait to see if somebody would finally catch her in her lies. And then she was on the Trump campaign. You know, then she was suddenly, you know, out there in the fore with him. And I'm like, well, maybe that was just for TV. And maybe she's not bad. Maybe she's actually not a villain. Maybe she's a good person. And you know, then there was the whole Michael Clark Duncan thing. And she was saying that, you know, because she was, I guess, engaged to him. And he wouldn't have died if people would have done this, that, or the other. And I'm like, well, maybe she's a caring, good, compassionate person. Then I saw her out campaigning for Trump and people were attacking her. How dare you tell me who I am? She was standing up for what she believed in. I'm like, you know, maybe she's all right. And then unceremoniously, she's gone. No longer at the White House, no longer on the staff, and now she's got a tell-all book. And already last week, I thought that was too much. Already last week, I thought that was ridiculous. And now, she's bragging to people, allegedly, according to reports, she hasn't substantiated it, but she's bragging to people that she recorded the president of the United States. Not unless she recorded the president when he was president or when he was running for president as a civilian. I don't know. But a couple of things ring true. Number one, ask yourself something very simple. Who do you trust? Who do you trust? And the answer is, you've got to have a very small circle that you let very few people in. And it sounds like he's let a lot of people in who weren't necessarily as loyal as he thought, and were looking out for number one the entire time. Because I can't imagine another reason why a supporter of the president or then candidate would record him. I can't think of one good reason why NBC would have recorded that Access Hollywood tape. Clearly, when the man didn't think he was being recorded yet, and Billy Bush didn't think he was being recorded yet either. You have to ask yourself, why would Michael Cohen record it? I'm really, really loyal. I'm loyal, loyal, loyal. Look how loyal I am. Oh, but I do have the recordings if you screw me. Which is all very interesting to me. So at what point do you just say, I trust my family and like nobody else? Because here's the one that, for my money, do you know Omarosa's name? Had she not shown up on that show?
Oh, no.
Would she have been part of an historic presidential campaign had she not been a part of that show?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, I don't know that she would have been part of it. I think that's where he met her.
Oh, I understand. Okay, I got it.
You see what I mean? Yeah. I might have asked it incorrectly. You know, so she gets all these incredible benefits and gets fame and gets notoriety and gets to sell a book where she's going to make millions of dollars on his coattails, and she's doing it through stomping on his coattails. It's confusing to me. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. When we come back, it's going to be Dinesh and Debbie D'Souza on his new movie, Death of a Nation, and also going to show you a snippet of her singing and let you hear that on the radio as well on the Joe Pags Show. Make sure you keep it right here. We've got a lot going on, a lot of time. If you called in earlier and lost connection, we're back up and running, so make sure you call back right now. Keep it on the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
If Democrats win in Ohio, it means there's a blue wave coming in November. Well, they didn't. What's your storyline now? Coming up at 8 on the Michael Berry Show.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, all the social media there. Of course, Newsmax TV as well. It's the Joe Pags Show. Thanks for stopping by. Really glad to have back Dinesh D'Souza, his lovely wife, Debbie D'Souza. How are you guys?
Great. We're happy to be on the show. Good to see you. We actually get to see you.
Yeah, we actually get to see you. This is wonderful. I love this. Now, Dinesh knows this already, but Debbie, I'll make sure because he probably didn't tell you. I had him on like twice last week, but I was like, Dinesh, if we want the ratings, we have to have Debbie.
No, he never tells me.
I love having you both. I love our friendship, and I so love the work that you do. Death of a Nation is the movie. It's in theaters right now. It's doing very, very well if you're in the audience. If you're somebody who rates movies, you hate it. Dinesh, let's start there. I mean, how is that possible that it's zero from Rotten Tomatoes, 90% from the audience?
I mean, I don't think I've ever seen such a widespread for a movie. Normally, the critics and the audience don't always agree, but they run kind of in tandem. Now, let's remember, though, that here the critics' rating is based on 11 guys. 11 guys.
Is that what it is?
That's it. Whereas the audience reviews is based on 3,000-plus reviews. In other words, 54 online pages of reviews, 5 stars after 5 stars. So the audience obviously loves this movie. The critics are obviously lying about it. And so I feel very good about this. It really shows me that when these progressive critics see the movie, it's 90 minutes of punches to them in the stomach. No wonder they have a little ideological indigestion at the end. They're in a really bad mood. They give it a zero. That tells me I'm actually doing my work.
It is Dinesh and Debbie D'Souza, the new book and movie, Death of a Nation. You actually dared, Dinesh, to morph President Donald Trump's face with the beloved President Abraham Lincoln, that many people in this day and age think was a Democrat, which he was. He was a Republican. You dared do that. Did you know you were going to be triggering a lot of people when you did it?
Yes, very much so. And the reason for doing it is not just to be provocative for its own sake. It is actually to show that the situation of today, if you're trying to find an historical similarity or parallel, you've got to go to 1860. You can't go back to the Reagan era because that was an era of gentleman's politics. Reagan would be a little bit of a fish out of water today. But Lincoln wouldn't, because the waters in Lincoln's time were even more royal than they are now. So in 1860, you had an outsider, a Republican, elected in a close election, somewhat unexpected. All hell breaks loose from the moment he's elected. It's something that's very familiar to our own time.
It's interesting because the comparisons are real. Nobody who's a millennial or who's an Antifa or BLM or any of these idiotic groups, nobody realizes that that's how it really went. They really do think that he was somehow the father of the Democratic Party and you had to stop the evil Republicans. It was exactly the opposite way around. And I took one of the lessons from your previous book, The Big Lie, and I used it on my show. And a guy called in and said, I've never, ever thought about it that way. You're so right. What I said was the Civil War wasn't about North versus South. It was the Republicans who beat the Democrats and people like a light went off. Are you finding that audiences are starting to get it and starting to understand that this is real history that they just weren't taught?
I think if audiences, and particularly minorities, young people see this movie, they'll be blown away. This is, by the way, why, Joe, the mainstream media is pretending the movie doesn't exist. Like right now, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, they will not say one word about the movie. Why? Because they know if people see it, they're going to actually see history and present day information on the big screen, irrefutable. I mean, here are Nazis who are making laws and they have in their hands the democratic laws of the Jim Crow South. They're crossing out the word black, writing in the word Jew. And this is based on actual historical transcripts. But, you know, we aren't taught this. It's not in our textbooks. It's not in the History Channel. So we're actually producing, you may say, secret history, right? It's a history that people don't know. But there it is on the big screen. And so it's liberating for people to see this movie. I just wish we could have a genuine national debate about it. But we live in times where that's not likely to happen.
Go to deathofanationmovie.com, put in your zip code, find out where it's playing. Debbie isn't sitting there only to increase my ratings. You're also sitting there because you, like in Hillary's America, the secret history of the Democratic Party, you sang God Bless America in that, and I think you stole the show. It was amazing. You sing again in this movie. I want to give people, if you don't mind, you might not have expected this, but I've got a piece of video, and I'm going to give people just a taste of it. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, this is Debbie D'Souza singing in the movie, and we get to see you sing in the movie as well.
Be true to thee, true to thee, I will be.
Oh. Now, I'm going to be mean. I'm only going to give them a taste. I'm only going to give them like 10 seconds, so I want them to go see the movie, see you sing the song. Which song is that, by the way?
Well, it's a Celtic woman song called "O America," and it was done back in 2009, and I loved it so much that you know I've been singing it since 2009, you know, different patriotic events and whatnot, and so Dinesh thought it would be a really great great song to put in this movie. But I have to say, and I don't know, honey, if it's okay to say, it was really tough to get it because the people that did this song are left wing.
Oh, wow.
So, oh yeah. So even God Bless America was a struggle to get in the movie because we just, you know, again, we don't have the entertainment industry on our side. So we have to fight to get these songs played in our movies.
It's a beautiful moment in the movie because we have just laid out the kind of deep horror of what the Democrats today represent, which is a fascist streak today, an institutionalized racism that you see on the Democratic plantation. So it's that part of the movie where you now need the audience to step back and to lift them up and inspire them to not to give up on America, but actually to get involved.
That happened in the movie that I mentioned earlier as well. You're watching that movie thinking how horrible this all is. And then Debbie comes in, sings God Bless America, and you're like, ah, it's like a ray of sunshine. Uh-huh. And I'm not kissing up. I mean, it just truly is. The movies are so well done, and the inclusion of you lifting us up again. By the end, we walk out feeling better about America again. It's Dinesh D'Souza, his wife Debbie. Go to deathofanationmovie.com. Debbie, if you don't mind, can I go to your homeland for a second, where you're from? I know this is your homeland now, but can we go to Venezuela for a second?
Yes, absolutely. Sure.
And I don't think she's Venezuelan. I think she might be Puerto Rican. But this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is walking around. She's young. She's cute. Doesn't know anything about anything. Anytime anybody asks her a question about something, she's wrong. But right. Having said that, she has a lot of people in this country believing that socialism is the way. You got to be more like Venezuela. You have to be. Bernie Sanders is right. And then she says dumb stuff like, if you have two jobs, that lowers the unemployment rate, which it doesn't. And then she says stuff like, let's turn those seats red, which she doesn't really want. But having said that, she has people believing that where you came from is some sort of beacon. Help me understand this.
Well, I have to say, yesterday I saw a photograph of a newborn baby. Dead. Mm. So many babies are dying in Venezuela, in the Venezuelan hospitals right now as we speak. People can't find food. People are eating their pets. Yeah, that's what socialism is. And, you know, it's really funny because New York Times and a lot of, you know, left-wing publications blame oil on what's happening to Venezuela. And even the regime right now, the Maduro regime, is blaming the opposition, the right-wing opposition, saying that it was their policies that destroyed Venezuela. And for 20 years, they've been trying to fix it. So, you know, does that sound familiar? The left blaming the right for something the left is actually doing?
I mean, we think of Venezuela as a poor country, but it used to be a prosperous country.
It was a beautiful country. It was prosperous. For us, in fact, I was better off in Venezuela than I was when I came to America, living in the barrio of South Texas.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just I just can't even believe somebody would say socialism is a good thing. I would like for them to go to Venezuela, walk the streets, see these babies dying in the hospitals, you know, see the desperation of people lining up for hours to get food, to get any kind of nourishment in their bodies. People are losing 20, 30 pounds a year because they can't eat.
And you're not being figurative about any of this. All this is literal. They're eating their pets. Their babies are dying. And you told me last time that the government actually is cutting everybody in line, taking stuff for themselves and their family. And if there are morsels left, you know, have at it. Kill yourselves trying to get it.
Absolutely. Maduro is becoming extremely wealthy. Hugo Chavez died a billionaire. And this is all happening on the backs of these people. 1.5 million people left Venezuela this year alone.
Wow.
They're coming out, so they have no more workforce left. So, I mean, it's horrific what's happening in Venezuela.
Yeah, I would have no idea how they could turn it around, but I pray that they somehow can. And I want to relate it back to the movie, Death of a Nation, movie.com. Go there, put in your zip code, go see this movie. It's amazing. Dinesh, I mean, are we on the road to that? When you say death of a nation, it doesn't make me feel good. Do we walk away from the movie saying our nation's going to die, or do we feel like we can turn this thing around?
No, we the reason for using that title is because it links with the movie shown 100 years ago by Woodrow Wilson, the progressive Democrat, in the White House, Birth of a Nation. And as far as the progressives were concerned, they were starting America all over again. They didn't like the America of the founding. They wanted to found a new country based on racism. Racism and ethnic exploitation were the core. So my view is that if that progressive racist ideology is allowed to play itself out, it will kill America in the sense of killing what's distinctive about America. But okay. The movie is a call to action. It's a call to being informed, to fire people up, to get involved in the midterms, to participate in politics. because we can avert the death of a nation. We can actually save America.
Deathofanationmovie.com. Go there, find out where it's playing. Get to a theater this week and go check it out. I've got to ask you this, and I didn't tell you that this was going to happen, but you've always rolled with me. President Trump's approval ratings are going up. They're 50%, 51%, much higher than Barack Obama the same time in his first term. And it turns out black folks and Hispanics are helping to prop that number up. Some black people are actually coming out, well, minorities in general are coming out, and they're saying, you know, I kind of like my paycheck. I kind of like the economy. It's almost like the promises that you and I have talked about that were made to black folks in the 30s and 40s that got them to vote from Democrat to Republican, from Republican to Democrat, I should say, it now has them going the other way. Am I reading that right or not?
I think that there is we're seeing in Latino communities, in black communities, and Asian American, and there's a kind of awakening going on, and it's slow. It takes a little while to get root.
Yeah.
But in the past, remember, by and large, we would only have isolated black intellectuals who are on the conservative side, but not people with any following or backing.
Yeah.
You should see the kind of people we see in the movie theater, the kind of people who show up even at our premiere, and these are young black guys, and they're fired up by Trump, and because I think they recognize that at the end of the day, what they need is ladders of opportunity and not a rope of dependency where the Democrats are on top of a tall building. Hang on to the rope. We'll pull you up. I think blacks are beginning to see where that's gotten them over the past 75 years.
And are more people coming around to the fact that, in fact, that your belief in history and what you've been taught is almost exactly opposite of what really happened? Are people realizing that?
That's going to be a slow process because, as you know, the left dominates academia, the media. Even though, for example, I blow up the whole Charlottesville white supremacists are on the right narrative in the movie. But there's dead silence about it in the mainstream media. And some of these white nationalists are going to be parading again this weekend in Washington, D.C. And sure enough, you're going to see the replay of the old Charlottesville narrative as if we haven't questioned it, as if we haven't undermined it.
Yeah.
It's like a toy soldier who walks into the wall and keeps going.
It's Dinesh D'Souza, his lovely wife, Debbie, who sings in the movie. You've got to go see Death of a Nation. It is in theaters now. I've seen the premieres, and I've seen the big names that were there. I also have heard from a lot of people that have watched it. Are you getting the kind of traction? Last question. Are you getting the kind of traction that you need for this to spread to even more theaters? Because, again, as you said, as Debbie said, you're not getting the Hollywood backing. You got to do it on your own.
Yeah, I mean, we have to run the ball down the field, and it is a battle because we're not getting the media attention. But that being said, people love the movie. There's an independent polling group called CinemaScore. They interview people who come out of theaters randomly. They make you fill out a survey. We are one of the very few movies that got an A rating, and this is from theatergoers, people who buy tickets. So very proud of that. Very pleased with how the movie is being received.
Deathofanationmovie.com. Go there, find out where it's playing. It's Debbie and Dinesh D'Souza. Guys, thanks a million.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Back after this in the Joe Pags Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Heels.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Yes, indeed you do. Again, Dinesh and Debbie D'Souza, thank you very much for taking the time. We spent a good long time with them. I'm going to have Debbie on again soon. I think, Carrie, just to talk about Venezuela.
Yeah,
what's happening down there? Well, what's happening down there is stuff that we really don't know about. They're eating their pets. There are babies dying because of lack of food.
Yeah.
And there are people here that actually want to live like that. They want to have socialism. And now they're blaming the oil industry somehow. Well, the government took over the oil industry in Venezuela. I mean, it wasn't like this when private companies were able to do it. Now the government takes it over, they nationalize everything, and they screwed it all up. This is what big government does. And it's happened every single time big government gets involved. So we'll have her on. We'll do a one-on-one about Venezuela, because I think that it's certainly with this whole attempt by the left to say socialism is good. And what is it? We had some study recently that it's like well over 50%, it might even be 60 or 70% of college students think socialism would be good.
I know. Or, you know what I've heard with that listener last week who called in? Well, he's a democratic socialist. What does that mean? It's not the same as what's going on in Venezuela. It's democratic socialism, but they still don't have a definition for it.
Right. Just explain what that is, then we can debate it.
Yeah.
How can we debate it if you can't tell me what it is? It's the dumbest thing. All right. I appreciate you holding on. A lot of people have been very patient on the phone lines. Let me go to the phone lines right now. It's going to be Ed on line one. Ed, what's going on? Hi.
Living the dream, Joe.
Well, there you go. Now I can't say it then. Thanks. Now I can't say it. Great.
Yeah, you know, nightmares are dreams, too, like before President Trump was in office. I said the movement needs to be Red Rover. And the reason I say that is because when kids don't get their way, they throw tantrums, start throwing things, they start yelling and stuff. So you need a game to bring them over. I figure we put Red Rover on the red hats.
Okay.
And on the back of the shirts, it says Red Rover, Red Rover. Send the blue team on over.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Did you ever play that Red Rover up there in Nebraska?
You guys, we did all the time.
You guys only played the Husky Husker.
In elementary school. No, we played Red Rover. Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Games other than Husky Husker.
I don't know, though. I mean, I've talked to people in Nebraska. I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure there are other games.
More than that, yeah. We did.
Let me go to line two. Randy, thanks for waiting. What's going on?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, I'm here in Apple Valley, but my roots are still down in Norco, Horsetown. So, yeehaw!
Okay.
Red Roundup.
Red Roundup. The Red Roundup. Now, what does Roundup mean to you?
It means gathering everybody together.
Okay. I don't hate it. What do you think, Carrie? I think in the South we'd like it. In the Southwest. No, we said revolution. I don't know if we said Roundup, did we?
Somebody else said that in the first hour. You know, the Roundup, the chemical used to kill
weeds.
That's
right. I said it's like you're taking the weeds out. Yeah,
and yeah, you're
can't
throwing
do the Roundup.
Out. Yeah.
Can't do Roundup.
And they go over so
and he's
well.
Right. It would be people gathering together. It does sound like we're rounding up the illegals now or something.
Yeah.
And then we'd be horrible, no good people,
good
and we're
luck.
All a bunch of white men Christians or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that probably, unfortunately, would not work.
No. Red wave.
Although...
It's
not a horrible idea. No, it's not going to be Red Wave.
It is. It is.
It sounds like
it
a bunch of people
been.
In Russia or China waving at you.
It is.
The Red Wave. I'll give you the Red Wave. Sounds communist to me for some reason.
All right.
Or like you ate something bad. Mm-hmm. We got to get out of here. Quick break. We're back on radio. We're going to be back on television tomorrow. We appreciate you stopping by the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show. Life.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
All right, great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there. Also, joepags.com for the live video stream, it's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to be coming your way on a Wednesday. You know what I'm saying, Carrie?
Oh, that's the stuff right there.
Is that what you needed today?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Should I sing along with it?
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Seriously.
All right, whatever. No idea the backstory to that song. It's kind of amazing.
No, you're gonna lie, whatever it is.
No, the actual hook line was laundry my underwear.
No.
Laundry dirty underwear. I'm pretty
that.
Sure that he hadn't done laundry in a while.
No.
And John Bon Jovi had some
dirty
rank underwear.
Underwear.
I'm just gonna put it right. I'm pretty sure it was an underwear.
It was not.
I think it was a reference in some way to underwear.
No, it wasn't. Trust me.
Today it's whoa, where's my hair? Whoa,
really?
Oh,
that is real. That is all his.
And it's
period.
All his back.
End of story. No, it's on his head.
Can I just put this out there?
What?
I can't talk about back hair anymore.
Oh, why?
Because suddenly
you
I'm
have
a freaking
a lot
gorilla.
Of it.
Suddenly I'm a bear. I don't know
gross.
What happened.
You know what you have to do now?
What?
You have to go get that waxed.
Oh no.
You must.
Oh, no, no,
yeah,
no. I'm going to lean back for this story.
No.
In 1996, I was a television news anchor in Kalamazoo, Michigan, at WWMT. It stood for We're West Michigan Television,
ooh,
allegedly.
Nice.
Before that, it was called WKZO-TV or something. I wasn't there when it was that. But WWMT... And those of you listening in Kalamazoo on WXMI, I think, it's our station out there, that we love being on there. Love Portage, West Nedge Avenue. If there are tire tracks on West Nedge Avenue or Stadium Drive, I did that at my Grand National.
Mm, lovely.
I did that.
I'm sure they're thinking.
I'm the guy. Do something about it 22 years later.
Shame.
So I'm the morning and noon anchor there. And, boy, I completely forgot what we're talking about. Oh.
Back hair, waxing.
Yeah, well, if, I don't know why, but the whole, they always hire these stupid, I shouldn't say stupid. In this day and age, you can't say it's going to trigger somebody. These really nice, annoying
consultants?
Image consultants.
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
And back then, and you've seen the picture of me from back then. I mean, I was young and hip and had all sorts of black hair flowing and everything on my head.
Yeah.
And but I've always had these pretty bushy eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason, A, they were like, don't dye your hair, let the gray come in. And there really wasn't any gray then. I mean, I've aged a lot. Just in the last 11 years, especially, because I've been working with a certain somebody.
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
What you didn't know.
I did know.
Anyway, I wasn't gray at all, but you're like, let the gray come in. It gives you more gravitas, and people believe that whatever. Because as a news anchor, you want to be trusted. Today, I don't think they care if they're trusted, but back then, they wanted to be trusted. So they said, let's meet at this beauty salon. So I was like, hey, I'd never been to a beauty salon. All right, I went. Normally, you know, you walk in, give $8, and you get a haircut. You know, I go to the beauty salon. Okay, we're just going to wax your eyebrows.
Wish I had been there to see that.
I said, no, you're not. No. God made these eyebrows like this for a reason. This is a whole package here, lady. And
they like comb them back to your hair or something. Yeah,
no, they weren't even that long. I was young and vibrant. It was way before the damage done by one Carrie Lockie. So I'm sitting there in the chair, and she puts this hot garbage on my eyeballs.
Yeah, that'd be the
wax.
Like,
what the hell is going on? And she ripped it and then shows me. What? Let me ask you this. When they hot wax you, why do they have to show it to you?
I don't know. Look at all that hair.
So I go back to the station to do the newscast or whatever, and guess who has bright red under his eyebrows?
I mean, Joe Parker.
I am inflamed, inflamed from what this person did. Yeah. Carrie's the one and only time that's ever. I never let somebody wax anything on me again ever.
It's not a pleasant experience. It's painful.
Me not getting waxed is a problem. I mean, back in the day, I'd get the Brazilian once a week.
No one wants to know.
That is so sick. That is just nasty.
No.
So, I don't like the whole waxing, the idea of waxing or managing.
Yeah.
But I do have clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm a manly man, I'm a man.
Yeah.
Girl. Man.
And in your ears, too.
Hair. Sure. Anyway, so I've got the clippers, and I've got, you know, 18 people that either live in the house or, I don't know, I haven't met some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said to every one of the people, will you trim my shoulder and back hair?
Oh, yuck, dude. No.
How is that yuck? Why is that a problem?
It is. You need to go get that taken care of.
Carrie, look, first of all, don't lie. Mario comes up and says, can you help me manage this hair? I guarantee you you're going to do it.
I probably would, but don't go asking everybody in your house. Just ask your wife. Ask your wife.
Oh, my wife said, "Hell no, that ain't happening." So then I went to my eldest daughter. It's just like any hair.
Gross. No, do not ask your daughter to do that. Yeah,
why not? It's
no.
Mm-hmm. Carrie, it's not in the region or something. It's my back.
I know,
back.
But still, it's just gross.
I walk around without a shirt on all the time. They'd rather look at the flowing hair.
I think you need to put your shirt on. That's what I think.
That's not happening. I don't work out for no reason. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
But
you
need
to go get that.
Let me ask you this. Come on, don't even play around.
What?
They have the right to say no to help me trim my back hair?
Yes. Yes. They do.
I don't think so.
Yes, they really do.
I don't think so.
Yes, they do.
I have done for these people.
Oh.
They can give me a quick back trim.
Ugh. Yuck. No.
Now, I've actually looked into these. They've got this gigantic, looks like a back scratcher thing. Have you seen the ads for this?
Where you can reach behind and do it yourself?
You can reach back and somehow scrape your
there
back
you go.
Or something.
Maybe get one of those so you can do it. Yeah, don't ask your family.
I don't want to get that. It's just a blade that I'm sliding across my back.
Wow.
Let me. I have to do that instead of having somebody take the electronic, you know, the plug-in clippers and just clip the back hair.
No.
You know, any people listening right now would clip my back hair for me?
Well, I'm sure a lot of women out there. But,
not just women. There's some men would like to do it too. But I'm just saying,
dude. Go get that wax.
I'm that guy. I'm in the gym. Like today, I'm throwing the hundreds around again. I'm like Mr. Workout Guy.
I know.
And I'm hairier than I've ever been in my entire body. Now, I told that to my mother, who was recently visiting, who, by the way, probably would have trimmed it, but I didn't ask her to. I think she probably would have. She made it. She could trim it. You know what I'm saying?
She might have been the only one to do that.
You created this crap. You get back there and shave this. What's the matter with you? And she said, she always, Joey, you know, you are extremely hairy when you were a baby. Yes, really? like, what do you mean? She's like, oh, your shoulders, your back. You had hair everywhere.
Shoulders? Oh
yeah.
My goodness.
Oh, I was like a little gorilla boy, baby.
Oh, that's so sad.
So, I mean, no. I actually feel kind of sad. I probably should have had her do it because my mom would have said, I love you either way. I love your back hair. It's fine.
You know,
but everybody else, ew, it's back hair. Ew, yes. Feed me. Give me money. Feed me. Let me go shopping. Shaving your back hair.
If your wife is not going to do it, then don't ask anybody else to do it.
I've created human beings. They can't shave my back.
No, do not ask your children anymore to shave your back hair.
888-941-PAGS if you'd like to shave my back. 888-941-7247. I'm telling you right now, there will be, if I really did this, there would be a line out the door to shave my back.
I know.
Because the people care about me. My family,
they do. May have to ask for a drug test for these people.
My family, hey, did you get paid? My listeners, hey, can I shave your back? There's the difference.
Dude, that's really disturbing.
888-941-PAGS. When we come back, I won't have a shirt on and somebody will be shaving my back. Keep it here. Coming right back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
If you want something, you gotta ask for it.
Just say something like this.
Alexa, play 1200 WOAI on iHeartRadio.
Just ask your smart speaker for us.
Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. Glad to have you along for the ride. Sam, people are dying for me to ask you, why won't you shave your dad's back? Yeah, I can't hear Sam say anything. Probably because I had this thing switched over here. Sam, it's on me. I can't do it because we're on this backup thing. So I can't actually take your comment. I probably can, but then what's going to happen is you might hear yourself, so we better not mess with it. The answer is, write it to me, Sam, on the chat box. Why won't you shave your dad's back? Black, that's the answer, B-L-E-H.
Yeah.
Carrie, is that an appropriate answer for my daughter? Black.
Yes, it is.
See,
absolutely.
I can't hear you either. I can't hear anybody anymore.
Oh, no.
Excellent. I think that's awesome. Excellent. All right, Gabe, you still have me, right, brother?
Yeah, I got you.
You must, because Carrie can hear me. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. I can't hear anybody. I can just hear myself. Let's do this. Let's take a phone call. And let's see if you could hear me. And I actually got a call on back hair. So let's do that. Charles, what's going on? Hi.
How's it going, Joe? I know you're living the dream. And Carrie, I don't think it's so far-fetched. I mean, Joe's a guy. Let me take you back about 20 years ago. Do you remember, or 20, 30 years ago? Do you remember a hunk by the name of, and I don't call him a hunk, but the women used to call him a hunk, and by the name of Magnum P.I., Tom Selleck? I mean, he had hair all over the place. I mean, I don't understand why women find it gross now versus when he was around. I mean, when he was around, they thought it was the sexiest thing. And I know that because I had sisters that I grew up with. And I, you know, and the problem is it wasn't until Austin Powers came out with his movie. And I think that's when they started grossing everybody out. So there, I don't think there's.
I just want to make sure I understand. Hold on a second, Charlie. You called in to say that you think Tom Selleck is a hunk.
No, not at all. You must be misleading me. The women used to call him a hunk. I lived with seven sisters.
Right.
Do you understand?
Oh, no. I've got three sisters. I mean, I never thought he was a hunk. If you did, that's fine. That's fine. Carrie, why can't I hear you?
I'm taking your side, Joe. Nope. I'm taking your side.
All right.
I'm
so what you're saying side, is Joe. You're taking my side. You think that people should shave my back and Tom Selleck is a hunk. That's your story.
I don't think you should worry about it. That's a natural way of being a man.
Oh, you're saying be a man and just have the flow. I can part my back hair. Okay. Let me just say that.
Heck, that's what makes you a man. I mean, why does a woman want to feel, why does a woman want to hug another person that has a smooth surface just like hers? I mean, that's like, you know, two women together. I mean, a man is a man. You can't change it. That's our anatomy. You can't change it.
All right. You know? Charles, I got you. You think Tom Selleck is a hunk and you like back hair. Listen, I'm down. Whatever you think. All right, I appreciate it. Carrie, why can't I hear you now? What the hell's going on?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Nothing. There is nothing coming my way. Okay. Now, people locally might hear you, but I cannot hear you. And that's always interesting. Make sure that you're feeding Carrie down the brick. I don't know what the heck we're doing anymore. All right, let me go back to the phone line because I appreciate you. And I love you guys like brothers and sisters. Let me say hi to Luke, who is online too. Hi, Luke. What's going on?
How you doing, Joe?
Living the dream, man. What's happening?
Hey, just sitting here at work. I called in. I know you guys were talking about back hair. And by the way, Tom Selleck is a hunk.
Hello. Who doesn't think that? The guy was all offended by it.
Well, and that's, I absolutely am 100% my masculinity. Every female that I've ever talked to would agree with me.
All right. I got you. Okay.
Blue bloods. Awesome. Anyhow, I do believe it's the, I was talking about the you said the red, you know, the red wave and all those.
Yeah, right.
Things.
Uh-huh.
I think it's the red, and not the revolution. Oh, crap. I've been on hold for so long.
Did you really forget it? Really? Really, Luke?
I think I actually, I did. Well, you guys were talking about back hair and these other things. And I'm
listen,
like, oh, man.
Listen, you're in Michigan. I lived there for eight years. There's a lot of back hair in Michigan. Don't act like that's something, some new topic for you. Okay?
Hey, buddy, I probably got way more back hair than you do. Trust me.
All right, so you don't you don't remember what you were going to say? The red something you forgot?
It's the Red Revolution.
No. The Red Revolution.
No.
All right.
The red. Oh, crap. You're killing me now.
Somebody named Mike called it and said the Redvolution. Is that what you meant?
No. It's the red. Geez, oh, man. It's the whole back hair thing.
The red back hair. Get off the phone. Luke is all back haired out. It's amazing. Now, Carrie, say something that the radio listeners can hear, but that I can't hear.
Can you hear me now?
That is wonderful. I love that.
Oh.
You're just going, blah, 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 and there's nothing coming out on my end. All right, let me go back to the phone lines. I appreciate you. Let's see, it's going to be Rocky on three. Rocky, talk to me. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Living the dream, man. What's up?
Can you hear me?
As far as you know, yes.
I have a suggestion for a new name for the Red Wave. And I hope that you like it as much as I do. I think it feels just right.
Okay.
How about, with a lot of reverb and a drum roll, the Crimson Tide?
Horrible. It's horrible.
Okay.
It's somebody's already using that. You can't just steal somebody's nomenclature. What's the matter with you?
Well, you can borrow it.
Come on, man. I mean, it's not horrible if it didn't exist already. I mean, who is it's the Alabama Crimson Tide? Isn't that who it is, Carrie? Yeah, I can't hear you. Doesn't matter. Is she shaking her head? Yes. Just telling you, it's very strange. Gabriel, do me a favor because this is kind of fun. Play a song underneath my voice a little bit. Just play a little something for me. Just give me a little something. Not too loud. Just play me a little song. Oh, yeah, I'm getting nothing from you guys. I think it's awesome. But what's really good is that you're getting me. So we'll just continue as if nothing happened. Rudy is on line four. Rudy, what's on your mind? Hi.
Hey, Joe. What's going on?
Oh, living the dream, man. Talk to me.
Yeah, well, first off, it's a no on the hair. I'm not going to shave you. You have to shave yourself.
Well, Rudy, let me ask you something. Did I ask you to come and shave my back hair?
No, but you asked for...
I don't know. You brought it up out of the blue. I think you kind of want to, and now you're pretending like you don't want to.
No, I'll pass.
All right, man. Look, if you say so, I hear it in your voice, though. You're like, I really want to shave his back hair. I got you.
No, I'll pass.
All right.
Hey, I wanted to speak about Mr. D'Souza. You had him on earlier.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I read one of his books and saw, I've seen all of his movies. And what I like about his books is, I mean, anybody that, you know, watches the movie and they enjoy it, they need to see the books, they need to read the books or listen to them, because they, you know, he goes more in depth about the facts, and also, too, he gives
you little footnotes on where he finds, you know, so you could research it, you know, if anybody tries to debunk you. Another thing, my son, he was in Washington, D.C. last week and for the YAF conference, and he saw him, and he was, like, real, you know, real excited. He saw him, and that evening, the group of students that evening on Friday night went and booked up two theaters to watch the movie.
That's awesome.
Yes. So, I mean, what's most important is that he's giving you facts, and you know, that's the good part. That's what matters.
Well, Rudy, it does matter, and you're right. And nobody's been able to debunk. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Nobody's been able to refute anything that he said. Nobody's been able to debunk anything that's in his books or his movies. He makes the statement in Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. By the way, everybody on the radio is hearing the things that you guys are saying and doing, so that's cool there. It's just I can't hear it, so whatever. But at the end of the day, the one thing that he said, there were no, at the time of the Civil War, there were no slaves owned by Republicans in the United States. And one person tried to say, oh, yeah, well, General Grant used to have somebody who was a servant who was a something. Well, I guess the long and short of that was the guy used to be a slave. He wasn't at the time of the Civil War. So even that fact stands up. They haven't been able to debunk what it is that Dinesh does. They haven't been able to say that Dinesh is lying or making something up. Bottom line is, Dinesh has absolutely and 100% been above reproach on this stuff. The reason why people freak out and give it a zero rating and all that is because they don't want to believe it. They don't want to believe that what they've learned their entire lives is completely untrue. They just can't stand it. That's the long and short of it. Got to take a quick break. We're back after this on the Joe Pags Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
If Democrats win in Ohio, it means there's a blue wave coming in November. Well, they didn't. What's your storyline now? Coming up at 8 on the Michael Berry Show.
All right, great radio stations everywhere. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. Glad to have you along for the ride. Also, the live video stream is on the website, JoePags.com. It is the Joe Pags Show for your Wednesday. Another half hour coming your way. And Carrie, now you were saying that, had I heard what you were saying, and I guess everybody else did, you were saying, yeah, but Joe isn't Tom Selleck.
That's what I would have said, correct, if you had heard me.
So
If
I had the ability to hear you, it would have been some more negativity from you. I'm just getting a clue.
It was just a little joke. Just a little joke, that's all.
Tom Selleck wishes he had all this going on. Let me tell you something right now.
Are you sure? You positive?
Tom Selleck, just looking at that mustache, he must have back hair like a Labrador Retriever.
I don't know.
I don't know that I've ever seen him without a shirt on, maybe. But, I mean, you would have to assume, right?
I guess. I really don't want to think about that either, but...
You know, back hair always reminds me of the movie Pumping Iron, when we all, you know, first found out about Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was always shaving or whatever. Yeah. But Franco Colombo, or Columbo, whatever, his best friend, I mean, even to this day, was a hairy dude. Like, he's, like, from Italy, so... Before the contest, before we go on stage, he's actually pulling his hair out of his chest. What's wrong with you?
No.
He's just pulling it out. Really?
That sounds way more painful than waxing it off.
I'm not doing that. Ooh. I'm not doing it. I will have hair before I go around pulling it out or waxing it. But I'm telling you, see, now Mike is suggesting that we do some charity event.
I think it's a horrible idea.
No. Oh, it's ridiculous. It's because you know that like a big hairy dude is going to win the honor.
Ew. And then you'd have to do it because it's for charity.
But we can raise money for charity, right?
Well, that would be a good thing. That would be good. You know what? Why don't we do that?
What?
Let's do that. Highest bidder gets to shave Joe's back.
I'll do that if we include in that and Carrie's head.
No.
It's for the children.
Nah.
It's for the shaving my babies.
I will give out of my own pocket. I don't want anybody to shave my head, please.
Have you ever sported the short haircut? Was that ever you?
Not really. The shortest I got was like Dorothy Hamill. Everybody, every girl had the Dorothy Hamill.
Every girl, I had that sucker down too. You kidding me?
Some of the boys did.
Yes,
we all had to have that. That's probably as short as I got.
Yeah, I've always just had about the same length of hair. I guess for a short time, I had a little bit longer hair, but yeah, this is pretty much it.
Mm.
Hey Sam, I can hear you now. Why won't you shave Dad's back hair? Come on, come on, dude. You don't even exist without me.
That is disgusting. I've been grossed out for 38 minutes.
What are you talking about?
Ew.
What Sam won't tell people is that she actually takes after me in that regard.
Oh stop.
What? What? What's the issue?
I knew I got it from you.
Whatever. That's right. You didn't get it from me. Let me go to the phone line. It's going to be Julie on line two. Hi, Julie. What's going on?
Hi, Joe.
Hey.
Hey. So I thought I have the best thing about the red wave.
Okay.
Is I believe it's called the red wall.
The red
that
wall.
Blue trickle that, the red wall. And that blue trickle will become, you know, just a trickle against a red wall. That's what I think, you know?
Well, the red wall works because, Julie, as you know, I'm sure you thought about this when you thought it up. I mean, this, of course, goes into the wall that he wants to build.
Yes, that's what I think.
And then the blue trickle.
It sounds great. The blue trickle or the blue wave is going to be a trickle against a big red wall. Huge, beautiful red wall.
Huge. Going to be a fantastic wall, as a matter of fact.
A fantastic wall with a huge gate through it, maybe.
No, I think we have to meet the gate. If you don't have the gate, then forget about it. You're going to hear all sorts of crap from people. I appreciate you. David, I guess, called in and said, instead of the blue wave, call it the blue ripple.
Mm-hmm.
The blue ripple. See, what's happening now is people are getting the show a little bit later, and they're hearing what we talked about a while ago. But, Sam, I think we're done with the blue waves and the red volutions and the red walls and all that. All pretty good suggestions. Nothing that really grabbed a hold of me. The red revolution doesn't bother me because revolution is a good thing. It was a good thing in our case anyway. I guess there were some communist revolutions too and Bolshevik revolutions, which might not have been so great. But this certainly was great. When you think revolution, the American Revolution, you think freedom, independence, liberty, separating from a tyrannical government and all that. So I kind of like Red Revolution. We'll see, though. We'll see if we can make something happen there with Red Revolution.
Red Wave. It's going to stay a Red Wave.
It's really not.
It really
it's not
is.
Because that's lame. Now,
I didn't make it up.
You're going to live longer. Just want you to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're always in a bad mood.
Not always in a bad mood.
Sometimes. I'm telling you, you came in today, you're buying a truck, you were rude, you snapped at everybody when you walked
in.
I
did not snap at everybody.
You said, get me my wine, and you snapped at your assistant. I think it's rude.
Oh, I wish. Assistant.
You had the guy with the fan feeding
that one.
Right before the show, and you were still complaining.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what the Sun says out of the UK. Uck. We don't have time to say UK right now.
It takes too much time, right?
Blight side of life. Looking on the bright side is bad for your health, as stress helps us cope with bad news. Really?
That's really sad.
I can pretty much take any bad news because I am stressed out nonstop all day, every day. If you dismiss bad tidings and are over-optimistic instead, it might not be the best thing for your health. This article writer, Andrea Downey, clearly a very British name.
Mm.
Andrea Downey? Hello, bloody hell.
No.
Digital health reporter. I said I didn't know there was digital health.
Digital health?
A digital health reporter. I don't know.
Hmm. Okay.
Who knew that there was the health of digits you had to worry about?
I don't know.
Oh, something she's a reporter on the digital, like online. I get it.
That could be it.
Confused for a second. You know the saying, always look at the bright side of life? Well, don't. It turns out it might not be the best advice. I mean, this is what this article says.
Man. Wow.
I kid you not.
Mm. So we should all be grumpy and stressed out. We're going to live a long time. And we're still going to be grumpy and stressed out.
Not the best advice at all. It could actually be bad for your health, experts warn, he said. Feeling stress can help people cope better with bad news, scientists have discovered. It adds to increasing evidence that pressure is sometimes a good thing and sheds fresh light on mental health problems like depression. Turns out I'm going to live to be 162.
I guess you will.
I'm not going anywhere. Most people have a tendency to dismiss bad tidings and instead are over-optimistic. But some people, such as those with depression, focus more on negative information, which can actually help them process bad news. Hey, good news, you're going to live longer, and you can process bad news very well, but you're really unhappy and you're depressed.
I know, that's not
good. God bless you.
No, I don't like this.
The new findings showed being able to switch from looking on the bright side to focusing on negatives can be a healthy adaptive response to change. Scientists created stressful situations in lab experiments, telling 36 young men and women that they had to give a surprise speech in public. Then they asked them to estimate their likelihood of experiencing. Is somehow a bad thing. Looking on the bright side of life is no good.
That's crazy.
Somehow we're all going to live longer if we just walk around like Carrie Lockie.
No, I'm not like this all the time. Just some of the time.
At least you admit you're like it right now.
I know.
Which I can appreciate.
This story is depressing.
It really is. Nice. All right, so there's a story about Ted Cruz that you may or may not have given me.
I do. It doesn't matter.
And I want the people to hear it. But before we do that, we might hold the Ted Cruz story till tomorrow, because I really want people's comments on this. Give me the story about the percentage of Republicans that allegedly, think it's okay for the president to just shut off the news or shut off the media.
Mm-hmm.
Help me out with that.
This is from the New York Post. President Trump's repeated cries of fake news and attacks on journalists as enemies of the American people have resonated with his base, with 43% of Republicans saying he should have the authority to close news outlets engaged in bad behavior. The results suggesting that a plurality of Republicans would have no problem trashing the First Amendment came from a stunning new poll conducted by Ipsos and reported Tuesday by the Daily Beast. The survey also showed that just 36% of GOP voters disagreed with that statement. When asked if Trump should close down specific news organizations such as CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times, all frequent Trump targets, 23% of GOP voters agreed, while 49% did not. Overall, Republicans are more likely to take a dim view of the media, the website reported. 48% said they believe the news media is the enemy of the American people, with only 28% disagreeing. Nearly 4 out of 5, 79% said they believe the mainstream media treats President Trump unfairly. The commander-in-chief was recently as January called existing U.S. libel laws a sham and a disgrace, has routinely accused journalists of lying, making up sources, and knowingly reporting false information to make him look bad. The fake news hates me, saying they are the enemy of the people only because they know it's true. I'm providing a great service by explaining this to the American people. They purposely cause great division and distrust. They can also cause war. They're very dangerous and sick, he ranted Sunday in a typical media bashing tweet. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders recently refused to respond when she was asked if she thought journalists were the enemies of the people, though first daughter Ivanka Trump said she disagreed with the characterization. But it's not only Republicans who think the president should have the power to muzzle the media, a common practice in dictatorships and authoritarian states like Russia, North Korea, and China. According to the survey, 12% of Democrats and 21% of independents agreed that the president should have the authority to close news outlets engaged in bad behavior. And conversely, 74% of Dems and 55% of independents disagreed with the statement, but 12% of Democrats and 26% of independents agreed the news media is the enemy of the American people, while 74% of Democrats and 50% of independents disagreed. But there were kernels of positive news for the press in the survey as well. Overall, 57% of those surveyed said they believe the news media and reporters were necessary to keep the Trump administration honest, including a 39% plurality of Republicans. And a large majority, 85%, believe that freedom of the press is essential for American democracy, compared to 4% who oppose that statement. That 43% figure roughly corresponds to the president's loyal base.
Carrie, are you buying that?
I don't know. I can't. 43%?
There's no way on planet Earth that 43% think it would be okay for the president to shut down the media. Mm. Shut down. Now, I don't know if this is just worded poorly, but there's no way that there was a survey that was sent out or a poll done where the question was, hey, do you think the president has the right to shut down the media? Now, if they would have said, does the president have the right to shut down media found to be reporting false information? You know, does the president have the right to, I don't know, ask for legislation that would ensure the media that's claiming to be telling the truth and basing things in fact, that they have to do so or else they have to be exposed as not really a journalist? I mean, I don't want anybody thrown in jail. I don't want anybody shut down at all. But certainly there should be some sort of disclaimer, like Facebook is trying to do it right now. This story is verified to be true. Well, not really, because it's a CNN story. And then they've said, this story can be verified. So for some reason, Facebook can do it. But if the president complains about the fake news media, then somehow he's in the wrong. Carrie, there's no way they ask the question, does the president have the right to shut down the media?
Well, I think in the first paragraph, it says 43% of Republicans saying he should have the authority to close news outlets engaged in bad behavior.
Still worded poorly. What is bad behavior?
I don't know.
What does that mean? You know, ask something definable. Should the president have the authority to shut down a news outlet that he doesn't like? The answer should be 100% no. So, and again, I just think that this is just to, I don't know, start trouble somehow. It's weird. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS, set 7247. Back after this in the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
182.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Great to have you. It is the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS, P-A-G-S, 7247. Glad to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. We've got time for a few calls and maybe a quick hit or two. So again, 888-941-PAGS. Glad to have you along for the ride. We talked about the idea that 43% of Republicans are saying, yes, the president should have the right to shut down news. I mean, Carrie, do you think they might have been confused about what shutdown means? Maybe
talk
down to them?
I can't believe that number, though. I really can't.
And well, Americans don't believe in the government shutting down media. They don't believe in that.
No, come on.
Although, you know, a bunch of non-government entities like Google and the like and podcasts from Apple just shut down Alex Jones. So clearly there's a belief in this country by the left especially that you can censor people and in fact should if they disagree with me. But I don't believe that 43% of Republicans believe anything like that. I think that they were confused by the question or was asked in a very strange way. 888-941-PAGS. Definitely want your thoughts on that. Meantime, got to remind you about nitric oxide. You probably found out about nitric oxide from me right here in this show. I didn't know much about it either until I started taking Superbeets. Superbeets is a great product that's going to help you with this miracle molecule that your body makes that fuels your cardiovascular health, keeps you vibrant. As we age, our bodies make less nitric oxide, so we need some help. Superbeets by Human has harnessed the power of the nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. A teaspoon of Superbeets daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure levels, giving you that great natural energy that you need. Get a hold of them right now. Get your batch, 800-516-8389, or go to joelovesbeets.com. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and free shipping with your first purchase. Feel the 1 plus 1 equals boom effect of Super Beats by calling 800-516-8389 or go to joelovesbeats.com. Do that right now. All right, again, it is 888-941-PAGS. Glad to have you along for the ride. I appreciate you stopping by. It's going to be Neil on line one. Neil, what's on your mind? Hi.
Yeah, you're talking about the shutting down of the newspapers?
Yeah, well, not newspapers, the media, period.
Yeah, well, I believe the poll.
Why?
Based on what I've seen from the conservative movement, the Republican Party, I believe the poll.
Be specific. Why do you believe it?
Because I think the conservative movement responds to authoritarianism positively. It has, at least under Trump. And
there's nothing authoritarian about Trump. So fill me in specifically about what you mean, because he's not being an authoritarian.
He has authoritarian tendencies.
Okay, fill me in. Be specific.
Media, racism, cozying up to
dictators.
Okay,
let's do that. Okay, you said let's do it one by one. Denigrating the media, what do you mean? He's only complained about fake news.
He doesn't complain about fake news.
Yes, he does.
He complains about unfavorable news to him.
Incorrect. He's actually said, I'm cool with you being unfavorable as long as you're fair. He's actually said those words, and he complains about fake news. So let's throw that one out. That's BS.
No, racism. Don't throw that one.
I'm going to throw it. It doesn't matter if you think I'm wrong. I disagree with you. The next thing you said was
racism. We can disagree.
Okay, we disagree. I'm right, but we'll disagree. All right, so let's talk racism. Tell me how he's a racist.
Oh, come on, man. You know he's a racist. Central Park Five, talking about, low IQ black people, the NFL.
When did he say low IQ black people? Tell me when he said that line. There is-